River 949, Marnie and Campo for breakfast. We had a chat with Alan Gillespie, the Chief Superintendent of the Rural Fire Service, yesterday, Marnie. But today is the day, and we want to reiterate the message. Alan joins us once again. Good morning, Alan. How are you doing?
Morning, guys. How are you? Yeah,
very well. Bad. Now, a little bit of rain overnight, but that hasn't dampened anything. It's the wind, right?
Yeah, correct. So there was some scud showers come over various places, but unfortunately, it wasn't significant rain for us. You know, you'd need to have, you know, 30 mil, 40 mil, 50 mil of rain to do any real good. Mm. All this has done is nuisance rain. Once the wind hits, it's going to dry it all out. Our crews were really busy yesterday. We had three major fires. We had one up the north of Tagula, which is still going and is of still some concern because it got the storm and it got no rain with it. So it blew it all over the place. So we've got some concerns around that. Mm. Then we had another one down at Rathdowney and another one near Jimboomba. But look, there is still a total fire ban on today. And that's really important that people understand that. The winds will start to pick up really, really strongly. The Bureau is telling us up to 65, 70 kilometre an hour winds from the west. They'll be really, really dry. People will feel cool because of the wind chill factor on the wind. So the temperature's not going to be very high today. It's only going to be about 22. With a wind chill factor of minus 10, that brings it down to about 12. So people will think, oh, you know, it's okay, but it's not at all. So reminder, total fire ban on. No fires out in the open at all. We have had, in some areas, had, you know, 2 or 3 mil of rain. That's nothing that'll get out. Once the wind starts up, that'll have no effect. I am concerned about this Gregor's Creek fire because the storm did blow it all over the place yesterday with no rain in it. So we've got a task force from the Gold Coast already on its way up there this morning. We've got another one coming up this afternoon to back it all up, and we have several aircraft on standby, and we'll be putting them on that fire as of 8:30 this morning.
All right. Well, thank you, Alan. Yes, no fires. Just remember that.
Well, yesterday was windy enough, I thought, Alan, and I mean, oh, today's obviously going to be worse.
Yeah, it's going to be worse.
Yeah, that's the thing. It was, you know, and it's the wind. It's these grass fires that get driven by the wind, and we had this fire up at Gregor's Creek all tidied in with dozers and everything. It was really good. And then the storm hit. We thought, great, we'll get a little bit of moisture out of it. That'll just help it. And there was no moisture in it at all. And it just, the wind just came from the complete opposite direction and just went straight over the fire breaks.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thank you, Alan. No doubt you'll keep us updated if anything happens. We'll talk to you soon.
For sure. Right, guys. See you.
Alan Gillespie, Chief Superintendent, Rural Fire Service, Marnie and Campo, River 949. Thinking of